The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you wish, you can watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us on Live Stream. You got the app. You got all kinds of ways you can be listening to the show. And you know what I want to do right now, before I forget?
What do you want to do,
friend? I want to give something away.
Do it.
Journey and Def Leppard tickets. I heard Charlie Polillo today say Photograph was his favorite Def Leppard song.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think Charlie's going to play our game with us? Because we got confirmation. Everybody on The Usual Suspects is going to play.
And yeah. I knew all three of those guys would be in. And we know...
The morning show is going to play.
Yeah. Are Raheel and Dell in?
I'm sure.
Yeah. I know Dell will do it. I'm sure Raheel will.
What do you think about Charlie Polillo? You think he'll do it?
Yeah. I'm going to go, yes, Charlie will do it.
Okay.
So, very simple. What we're going to do is we're going to have a little pick'em game. By the way, it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, whatever, put odds on it. But we're going to do a little pick'em game each week starting next week when we have NFL. We're going to pick a college game and a pro game, everybody. And whoever, we're going to all put up $20. Whoever wins, winner take all. Whoever loses has to bring Big City Wings for all the other shows. And right. And their own show, too, for the people who are on that. That's the plan.
Okay.
So, John, have you checked with Charlie on this?
Yeah, I'll check with him.
Okay, cool. I'm sure he'll do it. So, what's the deal on Monday? Are we working? I thought we weren't working, but then John says you think you can work.
I can work.
All right, so who else is working that day, John?
From Charlie on.
Okay, then I feel like we should be here.
Yeah. I mean, it's the day after the first weekend of college football.
We've been doing the afternoon show now for, what, 6 years? We've never taken Labor Day off. I don't see any reason to start now. Not while we're kicking ass.
Yeah.
I don't want to be all of a sudden, oh, well, they're lazy because they're winning.
No.
We'll be here then. All right. 713-780-ESPN.
I always say, oh, I'll work on Labor Day because that way I can take off that that Friday that I go
right.
to New Orleans.
But you know what? See, it's so funny because, you get a comp day for that. Well, let's be honest. Neither one of us uses all of our vacation, so it doesn't really matter. You know, it's just, but the reality is I have to work. I have to work for SportsMap as it is, so I have no problem. I want to talk about all that stuff because, we're going to have all the college football to talk about. 503-47 for that one. We'll have Texans cuts to talk about. And, so we'll be here Monday. I can't wait. I'm excited about it. I guess I'll have to be sober. Okay, so I said I was going to give something away. I've got distracted here. Toyota Center is excited to welcome two of the world's greatest rock bands, Journey and Def Leppard, with two shows. Win a pair of tickets to see this massive co-headlining show featuring complete sets and all new production from both bands. Frankly, if I go see them, I don't want to see all new production. I just want the hits, right? And an arsenal of their hits at Toyota Center Monday, September 3rd. Don't miss this legendary show. For more information, log on to HoustonToyotaCenter.com. So at 5:08, we'll take the fifth caller. That way, the stream people have a chance. So don't call now, but at 5:08, be the fifth caller. You're going to win the tickets.
All right.
See, like how I did that? That way, the stream people have a chance.
That was nice of you.
Because I care. I do. Steven, the weather guy, what are the odds a new sports map system is up before the first college football playoff rankings?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'll be honest with you. If I were a betting man, and I am, I would say October 1st at the soonest for this.
Okay.
At the soonest. So I say it's 50-50. I think it's a flip.
Okay.
Sergeant Baytown asked, you know, I've been a fan since the Saturday shows. How can I get my son's band coming in or going out of break? Just wondering. Have him send stuff to Jong on Tuesdays. We do local bands.
Yeah. And if they suck, we can't play it.
Right, if it's awful. But we have always done that on Tuesdays, and all the music, except for, you know, the standard stuff that we do at the top of the hour and things like that, that's all local bands. Just email him to Jong. He'll put them on the list. And if it's bad, you know, we'll play it once.
Right.
We won't do it twice. But, yeah. Tracy asking, what are the odds of Blitz had a remote on the north side anytime soon? Hashtag no love. All right, let me go on record saying we don't control any of where we go.
Nope.
I mean, there's a few places where I'll say no to, but so I don't know. I do know that we have.
We haven't been up there in a while.
No, we haven't. That is, and we are at Hyatt tomorrow with Owen Daniels. Friday, we're at Carbach. Can't nice. Wait for that.
That'll be a good one.
Next Thursday, we're at a new poker room here in town. We'll be talking about that. And then next Friday, I believe, is our first Beaumont show. So we're out a bunch, and we're going to be out a bunch during football season. I'd like to get back up there. It's been a while, but I don't know of anything in the works. And thankfully, at least now, remember how there were times we wouldn't know until the day before where we were going.
Yeah,
hey, guys, it's not 5:08 yet. Why are you calling? We're not going to give it to you. Guys. Wait till 5:08 and then call. You think you're going to get in early? They're just not going to answer it. God, you know, I'm trying to make this fair for everybody, and people cheat.
Yep.
Don't be cheaters. Shame bell for you. Brother Bear says, got a movie coming, books, weed stock. What are the odds I remain down to earth once I become a rich? I'll be down to earth because
he's already a rich.
I'm not a rich. I'm just not a poor anymore.
Right.
But.
Which means rich.
No, I'm not going to change, but I am going to be more. And I'm already starting to get this way, but I'm going to be more and more of a hermit.
Okay.
I'm going to be out less and less. And you know, ideally, at some point, I'd like to just live in a cabin somewhere that has really good internet and write novels and smoke weed.
A no-frills cabin.
Not a no-frills cabin. I want one of those cabins like my in-laws call a cabin. It's like three stories.
But what about J.J. Watt's no-frills cabin? Like, it's got three kitchens.
Yeah, like that's kind of what I want.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a frills cabin. Let me be okay. Honest. I don't want to make this. Because, see, I have friends that they all say, oh, we're going to the cabin. You go to it, it's a three-story house, right? That's what I want when I say cabin. I don't want, like, what I think of as a cabin, which is a bed, like a cot, and a couch, and a freezer.
Yeah.
That's what I think of as a cabin. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I'm going to the World of Whiskeys for the first time this year. Big Scotch drinker. Any recommendations for non-Scotch whiskeys? Man, that Maker's 46 cask that they brought to us, I would definitely try that.
A bunch of that Maker's was good. But yeah, if you're looking to drink non-Scotch, just sample around, see what you like. Like if you're a specialized Scotch drinker and you want to try some new stuff, I like rye whiskey a lot. I know a lot of people don't, but I have almost gotten to where I prefer it because there's no sweetness to it.
Yeah, I think my favorite is that Bullet Rye.
It's good.
I know Jack Daniel's is doing a rye now. I haven't tried it yet, but as far as rye goes, I keep Bullet in my house.
Like the Whistle Pig.
Whistle Pig's very good too. That's the other one. BQ asks, what are the odds you give out picks? We did do some college plays yesterday. We'll hit some stuff at some point today. Just be patient.
I made official plays today. I locked them in.
Yeah?
Yeah. Three of them for Thursday night.
Okay.
I'm going really light, though. I mean,
it's week one. I'm not gonna unload my account on anything.
Yeah.
So
I'm doing, like, the minimum on New Mexico State plus 21. New Mexico State, Minnesota under 45. I was telling you during the break, Minnesota is starting a true freshman walk-on at quarterback. That's, I mean, think about how many things have to go wrong.
Yeah.
For a Big Ten school to get to that point. So my guess is it's a low-scoring affair, which means I like the plus 21. Because I feel like it's going to be hard for them to pull away that way, and yeah, I think it's going to be a close, low scoring game. And then I've got Northwestern plus 1.5. I actually think they should be favored, but I'll go with them catching a point and a half.
Yeah, always good if you're getting a point with a team you think should be favored. I think I haven't punched any tickets yet. I'm going to probably do it tonight. I was going to sit down when I get home because I've got some other work to do. I don't have a game that I love tomorrow night. I'll probably play Tulane plus six against Wake Forest and small money line plus 200. I kind of like that. But that's...
Wake Forest is another team that if they have a quarterback, they're going to be okay. Like, they're decent at a lot of spots, but they're starting, I think, a freshman quarterback too. Like
and Tulane is that program's getting better. That's a well-coached team. They don't have the talent Wake Forest does, but it's at Tulane. I love the coaching staff there. That's an improving program, and I'm getting 6 points. So I'm really tempted to punch a ticket on Connecticut plus 24 against Central Florida, but I can't bring myself to do it. I just don't trust Connecticut enough. Oh, and we have a winner, so you guys can stop calling now. So I do have some for Friday, but we'll save those. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. I have another giveaway I'll do at some point this hour. So for those of you who didn't win, stay tuned. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Lauren the Aggie says there's nothing on the website's calendar about the road shows. Where can I get details on the Beaumont show? All I can tell you is what's on my Google calendar. It says Friday the 7th. Usual suspects in Blitz Live broadcast, 1 to 7 p.m., Luke's Ice House, Calder Avenue, which I know the Popes are very familiar with. Steven, the weather guy, says good call in the Minnesota under. Rain there tomorrow night.
There you go.
So Dr. Runberg asks, why do they not include streaming in the ratings book? Seems like the easiest metric to quantify the amount of listeners. I've always wondered that because our streaming numbers and our downloads on Podcast Arena have always been, more than anybody's. But you know what? Since we're doing okay with the other part, I'll just go with that for now. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. What are the odds Auburn beats Washington this weekend? That's a coin flip to me.
I think so, too.
I like both those teams a lot. That's a game I'm most looking forward to probably the whole week because I think that's going to be a really good game between two terrific teams. I'm kind of leaning Washington, but I don't think I'm going to play it. I think I'm just going to sit back and be a fan. I like doing that sometimes. So, about you get Texans Cowboys tomorrow night. Who you got in that one?
I don't care.
Texans minus four. Come on, I know you're playing. No, come on.
I'm going to pass.
I'm
finally getting to the time of year where I can actually bet. I'm only going to bet on. I've been this patient for this.
Yeah, moment. I know. You pick your spots. That's why the one thing I don't want to do is just dive in and play five or six games this weekend because realistically, I'm going to play two or three and then one or two CFL games and just grind. That's the plan. And finally starting to, I've had a good run of the CFL. So my sports betting so far for the year is in the black. My horse betting is in the red. But my sports betting is in the black. Not as in the red as it was before last weekend. I finally had a good weekend. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. So, I had a lot of stuff here. Did you see Brett Hundley got traded to the Seahawks?
I did. And you know what? I didn't even look to see what the Seahawks gave up. And I said, well,
I'm guessing Packers, a seventh.
Packers won that trade. Because you're able to get rid of Brett Hundley and get something in return, good for you. Because that guy is not an NFL football player. Sorry.
Now, if you're keeping DeShone Kizer over him, that ought to tell you something.
Yeah.
But actually, no, it's a net loss because they used a four on him, if I'm not mistaken, when they drafted him. And then they gave up something for Kizer, who I don't think is any better than Hundley. I mean, they're both garbage. But did you see what Jemele Hill got for her buyout?
No.
I wish somebody would pay me $6 million to just go away.
Good golly. That'd be nice.
$6 million. That's another one who I don't anticipate seeing much of her.
I wouldn't think so either. Yeah. I don't know where she goes. I mean, if she's going to like CNN or something like that, it's weird.
Yeah. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, yes. Any thoughts on Tom Herman's strip club claims by Ohio State? We talked about that when it came out. That's college football. Yeah.
Did you see that Zach Smith got into a tweet fest today?
No.
Yeah, he finally broke his silence. And
just like he broke her nose? Sorry.
Come on.
Allegedly. Okay.
He started with this was he hadn't tweeted since August 23rd.
Okay.
And then he came out and said, "Hey, Brett McMurphy, ready to start being a real journalist? You know, vetting a story." Oh, no, you don't know what that means? Sorry. Silence over. I tried, but I can't watch clowns like Brett McMurphy, Feinbaum, and others at ESPN continue to run their mouths not only without knowledge, but with complete disregard for my children. Their mother had plenty of disregard for them in this. Time for you all to face the damage you are causing. And then he posts a picture of his two kids, which you're kind of getting into desperation mode.
Yeah.
Says, "Look at these faces, you heartless and moralless clowns. Every liar, dramatic version of the truth you report, you hurt these precious children, just like their mom has and continues to. Do you have families, kids?"
He really didn't go to the kid card on this, did he?
Oh, yes. He says, "A couple quick questions to Brett McMurphy, because you're an outstanding journalist. How'd you get that interview with Coach Tom Herman as your first interview at Watch Stadium? How come you didn't ask him about the alleged strip club incident that you reported about? Did you ask him about the ensuing few days? Have you vetted any credibility in any of your reports?"
How do you vet credibility?
"I'm waiting for one thing that is accurate beyond a name change or Photoshop session. I will see you in court, clown. Let's talk about facts, since so many, mainly opposing fan bases fans, want to talk. 1, my kids are suffering because of all this. Most important. 2, I never beat my wife. 3, OSU botched the investigation, and worse, the punishment. 4, they forced Coach Urban Meyer into his statement, I hope at least, because he knows what's real and would have never apologized. Number 5, President Drake is either the cause of the joke, of an investigation, or punishment, or he allowed it." He said, "Let's talk about who's hurting this. My children, the Buckeye players, Ohio State staff, the fans." He says, "Nobody wants the truth." So, yeah.
Robert wants to know, I wonder how his kids feel about the strap-on he ordered at work.
I don't know if he's told them about that.
That's who suffers, AJ. Listen, I've been on record as saying I don't think she's credible at all. And she's got her own issues. Doesn't mean that everything she said is not true. But, you know, I find this guy hard to be very trustworthy either.
Yeah.
And who cares if Tom Herman went to a strip club?
Yeah. Well, and that's what they were saying. It was kind of a scummy move for Ohio State to put Tom Herman's name out there since he's not there anymore.
Yeah.
So, it's just a weird situation.
Nestor says, "What are the odds I could interest you guys to play in my DraftKings league? $10, 15 teams, winner takes all. I do it weekly. No commitment. Play when you wish or no." Not for me. I'm going to be endorsing someone else.
I'm slammed.
Yeah. I hate to say no to listeners, but I'm having to get better at saying no to everybody these days. I have no time for additional leagues other than what I'm going to be doing here.
Yep.
So, 713-780-ESPN. Hey, I got the 10 best offenses in college football.
Oh,
I want.
According to who?
According to Sports Not.
Okay.
Let me see how many that. Okay, almost every single one. All right, number one. You're gonna laugh at. There's one non-Power 5 on the list.
Okay.
Let's see how many you can guess out of the 10. I bet if you can get 5, that'll be.
Is the non-Power 5 UCF?
It is UCF.
Okay.
Ding ding ding. I'll give you a point for that.
I'm sorry. I figured it'd either be UCF or Florida Atlantic. Both are in the discussion.
Yeah, I guess UCF. Well, I don't know that they're going to be as good because I don't know if Heupel is as good a coach as Scott Frost, but they still have Mackenzie Milton back.
Okay.
But they lost a lot off at defense, so not that that has anything to do with offense. But, okay, I take it back. Florida Atlantic is also on there.
Also on there?
Yeah, so okay. You got both of them. I'll give you 2 points there.
I guess I should throw out I'll go ahead and throw out Ohio State since we were just talking about it.
Ohio State is numero 7.
Okay. How about
Florida Atlantic 8, UCF 9, just so you know.
Okay. So I've got 7, 8, 9 now. How about the Mountaineers of West Virginia?
West Virginia comes in at number 2.
Strong, strong. How about Alabama?
Alabama is number 5.
Okay.
Doing pretty well at this. I think that's low for Alabama.
I kind of think so, too, but because their defense is so good.
Right, nobody thinks of them as being offensively gifted, and they've got an NFL offensive line and a couple of stud quarterbacks. They're just, number 5.
I'll guess this one, even though I don't feel good about it, because I don't know what the quarterback play is going to be like, but if everything else is right and the system's right, Oklahoma should be somewhere up there.
They have Oklahoma number 1.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a stretch to me because, like I said, I don't know what their
all I've seen of Kyler Murray is what I saw at A&M, and it wasn't very good.
Right. How about the Washington Huskies?
Number 10. Okay. Dude, you got a perfect score going here.
Well, I'm about out of bullets.
Let me recap what we have so that you can guess the rest of them. Washington, number 10. UCF, 9. Florida, 8. Man, I wish they would quit showing Harvey a year later stuff. I look up there and see a hurricane in the Gulf, and I'm like, not again. Ohio State, 7. 6 is open, 5, Alabama, 4 open, 3 open, West Virginia 2, Oklahoma 1. I'd probably put West Virginia number 1 on my list, but that's all right.
So I've got 3 left.
You've got number 3, number 4, and number 6.
Is Georgia on the list?
Georgia is number 4.
Okay. I know they lost a lot of guys.
They lost both running backs. I don't know that I'd put them ahead of Alabama, but hey, number 4, I don't really follow.
I definitely wouldn't put them ahead of Alabama. I like Jay Fromm, but...
Hey, John, is there any way we could get something else on other than watching Harvey stuff again on this?
I want to say Stanford just because Bryce Love is so good.
Number 3.
Okay.
I know you wanted to say Stanford. You were fishing on that, but I gave it to you anyway.
Yeah.
So you have one team left on the list that you have not gotten. Let's see if you can get a perfect score on this because that'd be pretty badass. That would be even better than you guessing how all the porn stars die. Number 6 on the list.
God.
I don't think you'll ever guess this one.
I probably won't. I keep like trying to
power
force,
five. Power five.
I keep trying to force a Big 12 team in there because they're the ones who always have the offense, but there's nobody I can think of that warrants that sort of a spot. I'll say, and I don't feel great about this, but I'll say Auburn.
Right conference, good guess. The Ole Miss Rebels.
Ah,
I told you you'd never get them, but although Patterson's gone, he averaged almost 10 yards an attempt, completed 67% of his passes. He's got A.J. Brown on that team, 2 other really good receivers that averaged over 16 yards a catch.
So, I'll probably fade that.
Yeah, I think... I would not have them in my top 10 either, but I can see why they make the case, but that's why I knew you would never get it.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Gulfgate. It's Gulfgate time. I don't know if you knew that, Fred, but it is certainly Gulfgate time, and the savings never stop out at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They are treating you right, and the Labor Day event about to kick off. And listen, if you're looking for a Jeep, you can lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4, just $185 a month. How about that? Or you're not into a Jeep, how about a Ram, a truck, 2019 Ram 1500, Bighorn Lone Star Crew Cab, just $299 a month. And Gulfgate's got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. They're going to have the color you want. They're going to have the the options that you want on the truck. And they've got a new state-of-the-art service center that's now open, twice the size to service twice the vehicles by certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, always online at gulfgatedodge.com. 2018 Jeep Wrangler, 36-month close-in lease, $8,030 down, payment of $185.19. Total due at signing, $82,015.19. 2019 Ram 1500, 36-month closed-in lease, $9,073 down, payment of $409.69. Total due at signing, $94,82.69. Tax, title, and registration. Additional, see dealer for details. And don't ask for pictures, back, I'm tripping.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, just want to address a little, drop a little RIP on a guy I knew pretty well, John Asher. He was the PR guy at Churchill Downs and knew him really well, because I was at the Derby every year.
I would imagine that, you know, because when I hear you talk about horse racing stuff, I feel like you knew a lot, you know, like a lot of old school horse racing guys.
I do.
I got a feeling like a lot of those guys are going to be dying off pretty soon. Like they're getting to be that age where.
And, you know, John was a great guy, didn't take the best care of himself. So, but really sorry that I'm at that age now, though, where I'm almost every week somebody I know is dying, and it's a little scary to be honest with you. But you know, dust in the wind, all we are is dust in the wind, dude. Oh, so what conference is more likely to get two teams to the college football playoff, SEC or Big Ten? Do you mean this year or I don't know. Everybody is projecting the Clemson-Alabama rematch. I kind of feel like somebody else is going to sneak in there.
I don't think it's going to be Clemson.
I don't know that it is either, but
who knows? I mean, they keep putting up a pretty good team, but yeah, I don't know who it'll be, but I'm pretty sure Alabama will be there, and unless something drastic changes, I'll probably be thinking Alabama's going to win.
Yeah, well, it's almost you almost have to pencil them into the playoff every year. I still think that if there's going to be two teams, it'll be SEC teams. Unless Michigan and Ohio State are both really good.
I was thinking about this today. Think about teams in the switching to the NFL here for a moment. Think about the number of teams that you can realistically see going to the Super Bowl from the AFC.
It's hard to say.
I mean, New England for sure, right?
But here's the thing. If New England doesn't get there, I think it's pretty wide open.
I feel like New England and Pittsburgh are kind of the two top dogs.
Well, you can always count on those guys being there every year, but would it shock you if, you know, Andrew Luck had a sensational year and got the Colts there? Or the Jaguars, obviously, I think, belong in that conversation. Or Derek Carr suddenly moved back to his MVP stuff. Or the Broncos turned it around. Or even Deshaun Watson plays like he did last year. I mean, I think if you get past the Patriots and maybe the Steelers, I don't think there's a whole lot that would shock me other than Browns, Bengals,
Bills,
Jets,
Dolphins. Yeah. I mean, there's some duds.
Tennessee would shock me just because of the coach.
Yeah.
I think player-wise, I could see Mariota having an MVP-type season, and suddenly they're in that conversation. I think it's a lot more wide open than that. I think the NFC is probably tighter as to who could get there, but I think there might be more teams. But if you tell me today you can have New England and Pittsburgh versus the field.
New England and Pittsburgh.
I'll take that bet every time. But
I know people will say Jacksonville, but And Blake Bortles is still their quarterback. It's hard for me to buy in.
And Bortles is going to Bortles. But
and now they lost their best receiver. Eventually it's like, and who knows? I mean, Fournette's not the picture of health all the time. Who knows?
No, and if you're going to lean on him that heavily, that's a guy who was hurt in college too. So, I don't know. 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And somebody asked, do you agree with this regarding the Teddy Bridgewater trade? It's only a good trade if they already have an agreement in principle to an extension. Otherwise, he's a free agent at the end of the year. If he does have an agreement for an extension, that means this will be Drew's last year. I don't know that it means it'll be Drew's last year. I don't know that they have any agreement, and I don't know that they need one. I would bring the guy in and see what you have. And you know what? If he's a backup, you probably sign him for the same kind of money for the next year. And if he turns out to be Drew Brees' replacement, he'll wind up getting paid more. I don't think you need to have an agreement in place. I don't think that, to me, if you're the Saints, that's a good trade. Go get a guy who is a quality backup when you've got a 39, 40-year-old quarterback who at some point you're going to have to replace.
Yeah.
And maybe he comes in and you see enough of him and see that he's healthy enough that you want to give him a deal to keep him long term. And maybe not. But you have him for this year, and maybe he's your future guy.
Yeah.
But I don't think you have to have an agreement in place, because why would you want to sign him to an agreement? What if he breaks again?
Yeah, you don't know if he's any good at this point.
No,
and they give up a third-round pick. They get a sixth back. I mean, they gave up a significant pick, but I don't think it's the end of the world. It makes you feel – and it also they'd been wanting to use that – what's the kid's name? Taysom Hill. They've been wanting to use him on special teams, but they were like, he's still on our quarterback depth chart. We don't want to throw him out there.
Right.
And if something happens.
He's an intriguing guy to me because he's a really good athlete. At times in college, he was fantastic, but he broke a lot. So we'll see. 713-780-ESPN is your number. But getting back to the AFC, if those two teams don't get there, can't you see a lot of possibilities? Let's just say, Roethlisberger gets hurt, they fall apart. The Patriots get upset somewhere early in the playoffs. We know they're making the playoffs, but let's say they get upset. How deep do you go?
I obviously, it depends. A lot depends on what you think is going to happen in the AFC South. There are four teams that it wouldn't shock me if any one of them made the playoffs.
Yeah.
And with maybe the exception of Jacksonville, it wouldn't shock me if any one of them missed the playoffs. But I don't look at any of those teams, even if they play great, as Super Bowl contending teams.
But you wouldn't have said the Eagles were a Super Bowl contender before the season last
year.
And I think you've got a lot of teams that could become that.
The AFC West, I feel like there's a lot of teams.
I could see, but again, Denver, I don't know about the coaching staff. I'm not sold on that group. But I
same with the Oakland.
Same with Oakland. And Kansas City, I'm not sold on Mahomes, but if it turns out he's good, I could see them getting there.
Their defense is bad.
Yeah,
though.
And they
lost everybody on that defense.
And they've given up a lot of players. I think they're gonna score a lot of points, but
it's funny to think of Kansas City as like a high powered offense with no defense behind it. Like, that's just not how I picture that organization building a team.
I know that there's a lot of wise guy love for the Chargers.
Yeah.
I'm out on that. I just don't see it. I think they've got some pretty good players, but they have almost no home field advantage.
No.
And I'm not sold. But they're one of those. They're like the Browns. Anybody who's high on the Browns, I just respectfully disagree.
Yeah, I'm out on that too.
I think 5 wins for the Browns would be an amazing season. But, I think if I were going to say no way, I would say any team in the AFC East, not named the
Patriots.
I'm not going to throw out anybody in the AFC South. I'll throw out the Browns.
Are you talking about to be in the Super Bowl, though?
Well, if the Patriots and Steelers don't get there for some reason, which can happen. Let's be honest. I mean, Brady's 40 years old.
Is it crazy that I would be more surprised if the Titans made the Super Bowl than I would be if the Colts did?
No, I don't think so. Because you have love for Andrew Luck. But I would be more surprised. Well, you know what, though? I don't know that the Colts upgraded at coach.
I don't know.
We're not going to find out.
I tend to think they did.
See, I don't think Pagano was as bad as a lot of people did. I think he got a lot out of a really bad roster without his elite quarterback for a couple of years there.
AFC North, I mean, maybe Joe Flacco has a big bounce back year.
See, I wouldn't toss the Ravens.
Or maybe Lamar Jackson takes over. Yeah,
maybe
he's special.
Maybe he comes out and he's a superstar. So I wouldn't toss the Ravens. I just don't see the Bengals having the ceiling to do it.
I don't think so either.
And the Browns, no. And I think in the West, Broncos or Chiefs, I don't know. Again, Lakers, I have so many question marks about.
I don't know who's going to win the AFC West. Like, I think you... it wouldn't, again, it's sort of like the AFC South. It wouldn't shock me if
anyone,
A, B, C, or D won.
Yeah.
And A, B, C, or D ends up being bad. And neither one of them would shock me.
I would make a case for, with the exception of Jaguars, who I think have a low floor, I could see any one of those three teams being 11-5 or 5-11.
Yeah,
I really do.
I don't think Jacksonville can be 5-11, even with bad quarterback play.
No, because... I think the worst they can be is 7-9, 8-8, and that's if Bortles totally implodes and throws 5 picks a game. But the other teams, I see a pretty, a big swing factor for.
Yeah,
because Vrabel, we've seen of Vrabel as a defensive coordinator was not very good. But maybe it turns out he's a really good head coach who's hired the right people, and from a talent perspective. I said I like them as much as anybody in the division, not named Jacksonville. But from what I've seen, I have no faith that the guy's a good coach. And, maybe Frank Reich is the answer in Indy, but I don't know. We'll find out. The good news is you can bet on all that.
Yes, you can.
And you know where you can go? MyBookie. And people keep asking me, where do you make your bets? MyBookie. That's it. That's the only place I go now. And you can go to mybookie.ag, .lv. Doesn't matter. And if you want to bet, man, we got games coming up Thursday. We'll be talking about some of those picks. AJ's already mentioned some of the games he likes. You want to get in, this is the place to do it. And the cool thing is with MyBookie is if you're going to bet, and with a lot of these websites, part of the gamble is putting your money in. That's not the case of MyBookie. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. In-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. You can even bet over-under on how many fantasy points a player is going to score. They've got a survivor pool that you can sign up for. And if you're like me and you like to play sports and horses, they got that too. All you have to do is go to your computer or mobile phone. Just Google MyBookie and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. My bookie. Around and got a triple double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com, greatest sports website in the history of Houston. Lots of great stuff on there today. There'll be lots of great stuff tomorrow. There's great stuff every day. There's going to be every day throughout football season, so go and check it out. SportsMap.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. And thank all of you for making August a record month for SportsMap by far. We're going to crush our previous record.
Suck it, old record.
Yeah. May was our old record.
Suck it, May.
Late hits with Pat Creighton, 7 p.m. tonight. And I'm going to do another giveaway at 5:52. We'll take the eighth caller. Don't call before then. 5:52, eighth caller. That way streamers get a shot. This weekend, thrill your taste buds at the 9th annual Brewmasters Craft Beer Festival. Win two tickets to Saturday's Brouhaha Grand Tasting. It's this Saturday, September 1st, at the Moody Gardens Convention Center, featuring hundreds of domestic, international, and local Texas specialty craft brews. The Brouhaha Grand Tasting is your chance to sample some of the best beers in the world. Need more info or just have to get your tickets now? Log on to brewmastersbeerfest.com. Okay, so that's September 1st, right? Saturday the 1st or the 2nd? I'm confusing.
I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, I guess
today's, so 30th and 31st, Saturday's the 1st.
Okay, Saturday's the 1st. So, okay. So, at 5:52. Juggy Trey says, Do any of the other listeners measure their time of their drive time commute by where we are in the show? Like he says, it'll be celebrity death before he gets to where he's going. I don't know, but at this point, it's time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I don't know if you saw this story, but this is a woman that we want to tell all the blitzers to stay away from.
Okay.
I'm not going to read her entire Facebook diatribe. I'll give you the highlights. But a young lady called off her wedding because apparently she was trying to charge everyone $1,500 a spot so that she could pay for a $60,000 wedding that she had $10,000 to spend on, right?
Yes.
When very few people stepped up.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, which...
Okay. I mean, all she wanted was 15 grand.
No, 1,500.
1,500,
yeah. Yeah.
Per person.
She goes on a long, long diatribe against all of her friends on Facebook and then does the peace out thing. Says, before I begin this mini novel, I invite all of you, including the C words, and she uses it, who have ruined my marriage and life, to put yourself in my shoes. And, she goes on to this, our things were a fairy tale. I met the love of my life at 14. We were strong for all 4 years. They blah, blah, blah. This is so great. Fast forward a few years, I was 20. I realized I was pregnant with my first. And after giving birth, I knew the next step would be to focus on my career and become financially stable. We saved and saved and blah, blah, blah. They managed to save up nearly $15,000 for a wedding.
That seems like a good amount.
Since our love was like a fairy tale, we wanted an extravagant blowout wedding, one where our son could be included. We started touring venues. A local psychic told us to go with the more expensive option. Local psychic who also owns probably the big hall that you have to rent out, right?
Yeah. If you're asked, that's a red alert. How about don't waste your money on psychics and maybe you'd have money for your wedding?
Yeah, it says our dream wedding amounted to $60,000, all included with flights to Aruba. All we asked for was a little help from our friends and family to make it happen.
That's it.
Yeah. Says she specifically asked for cash gifts and... said we'd sacrifice so much and only asked each guest for around $1,500. I don't know where her sacrifice is, by the way.
I don't either.
Yeah. But we talked to a few people who even promised us more to make our dream come true.
Why don't you just go into debt like everybody else does for their wedding? Or just go to Vegas and drive through somewhere.
Or, you know what?
Go to the Justice of the Peace.
If you have rich parents, have them pay for it. Well, so that's
the
thing.
They don't have rich parents.
That's the thing,
but
though.
But they want a rich family wedding.
Yeah, well, tough bleep. That's life.
That's the worst is when poor people think that they're rich.
Yeah.
And they like think that they should have all these extravagant things that rich people have, but then they don't want to pay.
They want their friends to pay for it.
Right. It's like
the maid of honor is supposed to pay $5,000 here.
Give me a break.
Here's my favorite part, and this is why their relationship is over. My ex came into the room and offered to get a Vegas wedding done. I laughed in his face, but he was dead serious. He wanted those cheap, raggedy, filthy hua.
Oh, he broke up with her?
No, she broke up with him because he suggested a Vegas wedding.
Good move. He's lucky.
He says, filthy hua-like Vegas weddings. I mean, what the bleep? Was he out of his mind? Am I some hooch piece of bleeping trash? A hooker?
Yes.
Yeah, you kind of are. I mean, you're trying to get your friends to pay for your wedding. Okay. Am I supposed to like the idea of getting married in the heart of shady gamblers, alcoholics, and the get-rich-fast fallacy? Hey, by the way, what are you trying to do? Just asking. Suddenly, my body began to shake as I entered a panic attack. My ex left the room and didn't apologize for this horrid suggestion. I then called my maid of honor and cried my eyes out. Instead of sympathy, I was told that I was asking for way too much and I should stick to my budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no words can describe. How could someone who offered me thousands of bleeping dollars then deny me my promised money and then talk to shift down my budget? She knows my bleeping dream was a blowout wedding. I just wanted to be a Kardashian for a day and then live my life like normal. I called her a filthy, bleeping, poor excuse of a friend and hung up. Shocker, she blocked me off all social media. Yeah. My ex stayed out later and later, and I have a feeling he even cheated. If I'm the ex, I was out as soon as you started this crap about
like,
the wedding.
Even when you start this conversation, I'd be like, Why would we ask our friends for $1,500 a piece? This sounds like a horrible idea.
Yeah. How hard would it have been to bleeping donate, friends? Do I matter to you? Just bleeping, give me my money for my wedding. I won't even sugarcoat. I won't even pretend. It was for a dream. Goodbye. See you in 2 months. Friendly reminder to you, C-Words. Don't think you own me. I'm cutting all you snakes off. I would be so
bye.
Happy. Man, I know there's bat bleeps out there. This chick takes the cake. So, Blitzers, if you see her,
run.
Run.
It ain't worth it. And she's probably really hot, too.
I'm guessing because most of the hot ones are crazy like this. So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
God. Man, there's a lot of crazies out there, AJ.
Oh, yes.
But you know what, though? Maybe if she had refinanced her credit cards with Lightstream, she could have afforded to have that wedding. Because you could save hundreds to even thousands of dollars if you go to Lightstream. And if you're thinking about, if you're looking at your credit cards and you spend a bunch of money on, a wedding, or maybe you spend a bunch of money to get your kids back in school, well, if you got good credit, you can refinance all that with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save money and lower your interest rate. Lightstream offers consolidation loans, how about this, from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And that's lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. And a lot of them are a lot more than that. And if you got good credit, you can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to those high interest credit cards and start saving with Lightstream. And Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
Jimmy had a chance. Well, she really did.